ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 20 चैप्टर एंटाइटल बलि महाराज सरेंडर्स द यूनिवर्स वर्स 9।
सुलभायुधि विप्रर्षे सुलभायुधि विप्रर्षे हि अनिवृतास्तनुत्यजः हि अनिवृतास्तनुत्यजः न तथा तीर्थ आयते न तथा तीर्थ आयते श्रद्धया ये धन त्यज श्रद्धया ये धन त्यज सुलभायुधि विप्रर्षे हि अनिवृतास्तनु त्यज न तथा तीर्थ आयते श्रद्धया ये जना त्यज सुलभायुधि विप्रर्षे हि अनिवृतास्तनु त्यज न तथा तीर्थ आयते श्रद्धया ये धन त्यज। न तथा तीर्थ आयाते सदायुधि विप्रर्षे माताजी वायुधि तथा
वट वर्ड मीनिंग सुलभा वेरी इजीली ऑब्टेन्ड युधि in the battlefield, viprarshe, O best of the brahmanas, he indeed, anivritaha, not being afraid of fighting, tanutyajaha, and thus lay down their lives, na, not, tatha, as, tirthe ayate, on the arrival of a saintly person who creates holy places, Shraddhaya, with faith and devotion, ye, those who, Dhanatyajaha, can give up their accumulated wealth. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. O best of the Brahmanas, many men have laid down their lives on the battlefield, being unafraid of fighting, but rarely has one gotten the chance to give his accumulated wealth faithfully to a saintly person who creates holy places. Purport. Many Kshatriyas have laid their lives on the battlefield for their nations, but hardly a person can be found who has given up all his property and his accumulated wealth in charity to a person worthy of the gift. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Dātavyam iti yad dānam diyate anupakārane deshakāle ca pātre ca tad dānam sātvikam smritam. That gift which is given out of duty at a proper time and place to a worthy person and without exception of return in considered is considered to be charity in the mode of goodness. Thus, charity given in the proper place is called sattvika. And above this charity in goodness is transcendental charity, in which everything is sacrificed for the sake of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vamanadev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, had come to Bali Maharaj for alms. How could one get such an opportunity to give charity? Therefore, Bali Maharaj decided without hesitation to give the Lord whatever he wanted. One may get various opportunities to lay down his life on the battlefield, but such an opportunity as this is hardly ever obtained. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Tapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathamvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhamvitamsya Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Brishthaya Bhutale Srimade Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyata Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Taptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Haripriye Vancha kalpataruvyasya kripa sindhu bhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shrivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare. So taking blessings of all the devotees and especially the senior Vaishnavas, we'll try to speak something on this most exalted topic for our own purification and as a service to all the devotees. Please respond to the translation. O best of the Brahmanas, many men have laid down their lives on the battlefield being unafraid of fighting, but rarely has one gotten the chance to give his accumulated wealth faithfully to a saintly person who creates holy places. So we are discussing on this topic of Srimad Bhagavatam about how Bali will surrender to Lord Vamanadev. So in this context, when Vamanadev comes and he just asks for 3 steps of land, and that too 3 steps according to his size, and he is a dwarf. And then Bali Maharaj is trying to explain that, you know, you are You doesn't look only a child, you are actually a child only. Because you don't go to the king of the universe and ask for 3 steps, and that too as per your 3 steps, which are so tiny. And then Vamandev here explains the concept of satisfaction. Because satisfaction leads to detachment, which leads to peace and eventually happiness. If one is not satisfied, one will not be detached. Or one is not detached, he will not be satisfied. And not satisfied, the hankering will always be there. And the hankering is there, there is no peace and there is no happiness. So this we heard. Then Shukracharya, who was sitting there and listening entire conversation of Vamandev and Bali, he now starts speaking and telling Bali Maharaj that you don't give. He just say, I was just joking. And there are times when you can lie also. And he gives an elaborate session to Bali Maharaj. But Bali Maharaj, being grandson of Prahlad Maharaj, and that's what he says, Prahladi, I'm a Prahladi. And Prahlad Maharaj has never gone back on his words ever. Or on the path of Dharma, he has never retracted. So how can I, being a Prahladi, being a grandson of Prahlad Maharaj, can ever think about this? So this is also very interesting. Like, Bali Maharaj has his grandfather as Prahlad Maharaj, and he, Prahlad Maharaj is well-renowned entire universe. And Bali Maharaj is concerned not about him, but about the image of Prahlad Maharaj. How can I be the grandson and not do the thing what he has done? So similarly, we have our own grandfather for the entire society, Srila Prabhupada. And every person, he may, who is wearing neck beads and applying tilak, people outside will see him as a ISKCON devotee. Like this Diwali time, I got some message. Some devotee forwarded some message saying that as per Google, you know, Google Maps, as per Google Map, it takes 21 days or 20 days to walk from Sri Lanka to Ayodhya. And Lord Ram, he killed Dasharath on Dashera, and after 20 days on Diwali he reached Ayodhya. So how Google Map is matching? And I was like, what are you talking? I asked, what are you talking about? This is all bogus. It's not that Lord Ram killed Ravana and immediately started walking. And he came back in a Pushpak Viman. Then that devotee said, Prabhuji, but I got this message from the ISKCON group. I said, just because few people who may chant some rounds and have Bhagavad Gita of ISKCON, they form a group, that does not make it as a ISKCON group. Okay, so don't call it a ISKCON group. Is it officially ISKCON? So people in the name of ISKCON, they may spread whatever they want. So we have to be very careful in our behavior and our talk, because people will see us as representative of Srila Prabhupada. Even if one devotee, he does something wrong, for so many days with so many people, they lose faith. And especially someone who's in saffron does something which is not as per his ashram, then it gives a negative impression for a long time on people. That has a lot of impact. Especially in India. So we should be very careful. Here Prahlad Maharaj, here Bali Maharaj is saying the same thing. And then he says about people who speak, you know, lie. People who lie, what Mother Earth is saying, you know, the biggest burden on earth is people who speak lies. Then he talks about examples, he gives about Dadichi and Shibi Maharaj and other examples, how they have given up their life. They were ready to give up their life for the well-wishing, for the benefit of others. And today he says that this opportunity, first he spoke about why I should not go back on my word. Second, then he spoke about the Diti Muni who gave up his life. But here, Bali Maharaj is saying, even giving up life is easy. But giving up one's accumulated wealth, entire wealth, it is written in the translation, all the accumulated wealth to give up is not easy. It's very rare. And I am getting this opportunity, and who else has come? Lord Vishnu himself has come to beg. Anyways, everything belongs to him. But still he has come. So why shall I not give? So the example of Guru Tyajya, when one can discard his own spiritual master because he is going against Lord Vishnu. So he is not bothered about spiritual master's word now. Now, who gives up his life on the battlefield? A warrior, a fighter. Why do a kshatriya will lay down his life, which is, we have read in Bhagavatam, which is so, life is so important. We are so attached to this body. So how can someone give up this body in the battlefield? Someone may say, okay, I don't want the kingdom. Let me go and live in forest, but I will not die. The fearful. So there may be reasons why a kshatriya is ready to give up his life. One is duty. In the Vedic Varna Ashram system, the focus is not on the result, the focus is more on the duty. So you perform your duty, whatever result may come. So he is doing as a duty. He is not worried about result. That's what Krishna told to Arjuna. The entire Bhagavad Gita teaches to perform that without being attached to the result. And then later, giving, even performing everything for Krishna. So something like what Bali Maharaj is saying. He has accumulated so much with his hard work and now he has to give up everything. The same message is in Bhagavad Gita. That you are entitled for the action but not for the result. Why? Someone may ask, if I am entitled for the action, why I should not take the result? Because the result is not coming because of your actions. There are many factors why the result is coming. So how can someone claim that result is mine? And even if you get the result, Krishna is saying you give it up. So that is on the platform of duty. A kshatriya will go and fight. Even he is ready to lay down his life. And then, as Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, if you die on the battlefield, you will go to heaven. So you will enjoy. And if you will win, you will enjoy the kingdom here. So if you see, both are selfish tendencies. In both, there is a sense of enjoyment. If I die, I will go to heaven. And much better quality of enjoyment. And if I live here, I have the kingdom with me. Jai Shri Shri Radha Raj Bihari, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki. So they, in terms of heaven and the enjoying kingdom here, they can see that some material return is coming. They are able to perceive that. On the platform of duty, it is a little more subtle, that eventually in the next life, we will gain. But in all the parameters, in all the different factors, the common thing is gain. I will gain something. Even devotees. Even a pure devotee, he also is gaining something. Someone, gain Krishna love, love of Krishna. Which Bali Maharaj will say, that anyways this property will go, what will remain is the name. Now, what is dana? Dana is giving up things beyond a duty. Here what this is talking about. Because you are giving up everything, this is not a duty. It is not Bali Maharaj's, duty to give everything, entire kingdom to Vamanadeva on a material platform. It is beyond the duty, it is a spiritual dealing with Krishna, which is called bhakti. If someone can give something, okay, you come and take some property, take some money, that is different. But here, he knows that Lord will take everything. That what he will get, he may not get a material return, which eventually Krishna will give him, but he will get definitely spiritual return. And Prabhupada says he became Mahajan. So here the dealing in the entire Bhagavatam between devotee and the Lord is not based only on duty. It is based out of love. Performance of duty based on love will never be a burden, and the performer will never hanker for the result. That is love. And we have examples, Srila Prabhupada. Never hankering for result. We can see, we can read Lilamrita, we can understand his mood. He was in anxiety to preach and spread this Krishna consciousness all over the world. But his anxiety didn't, look like material. Okay, I have to build so many temples, so many disciples. So it doesn't come out. You can never feel that it was material. Why? Because the performance of duty of Srila Prabhupada was based on love for Krishna. And there cannot be any hankering or lamentation. Like once Srila Prabhupada was a little angry on some devotees because they didn't perform the things correctly. And Prabhupada was kind of chastising devotees. And there was anger, he was walking up and down. And the one new boy was sitting. He didn't know, it is America, didn't know etiquette, who is Swami and all that. So he was a new boy, maybe chanting one or two rounds. He said, "Swami, why are you angry? Just sit down, chant Hare Krishna and be happy." What Prabhupada did? He sat down, inserted his fingers in the beadwork, started chanting. Who can do this? This is world acharya. And he's even lower class neophyte. He's telling Prabhupada, "You chant and be happy." It's very difficult. We will give spiritual, immediately we will give Bhagavatam class. That you are teaching your guru what to do, what not to do. So, here Bali Maharaj will perform the act of giving charity based on love. Because he is a devotee. Prabhupada writes, he is a devotee. He will anyways give. Now, here it is said that Tirthe Ayate, on the arrival of saintly person who creates the holy place. Saintly person is a factory of the holy place. He creates Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani. And if such a saintly person comes to beg donation, we should give him. Like in purport, Prabhupada is quoting this 17th chapter, Dana in mode of goodness. And there is mode of ignorance, mode of passion, mode of goodness. Ignorance, the person, the donor does not know what he is doing. He's completely bewildered, does not know what he is doing, what is right or what is wrong. The mode of passion, he is hankering for the name. They want the name to be displayed. A mode of goodness, he is not attached to the name, he does not want anything in return, yet he will also give the donation, the charity, to a person who is worth of it, like a Brahmana. Because Brahmana will utilize the money in the proper way, and this person who has given charity will get the Sukriti. And Prabhupada writes, but here this is transcendental charity, the mode of pure goodness, because he is giving directly to Lord Vishnu or his devotees. Creation of holy place. It is said that this Tirthi Ayate, saintly people, they create the holy place. What is ISKCON doing? Creating holy place. Everywhere establishing temples. And the atmosphere, not only in the temple, but the surrounding, becomes holy. So the people can take advantage of that holy places. Now, why it is easy to give up life but not the wealth? Here Bali Maharaj saying, it is easy to give up life but not the wealth. It is also an extended form of selfishness or extended enjoyment, that at least if I am dying, let my family enjoy the money. Let them think that before death, I have given them sufficient money. So this subtle enjoyment is there in the mind. Why? Prabhupada, in one of the conversations with Brahmananda Prabhu and a few more devotees were there, this conversation took place, and Prabhupada saying that people who cannot enjoy, they see others enjoying and they become happy. They become satisfied. This is not that, you know, I am not able to enjoy the facility and the person whom I don't like, he enjoys, I will be, no, that will be worse because of envy. But here Prabhupada is talking specially for the old people who go to this and see the pole dance. Prabhupada says they pay $75. So why they are going, Prabhupada is explaining, because they cannot do, because they are physically not capable, but they like to see others. So here, similarly, I am not able to enjoy the money which I have earned. I am dying. I am on the deathbed. Let my family people enjoy very nicely. And that's why if you see some old person is dying, he's a rich old man, he's dying, and he will be happy if his grandchildren are enjoying the facility. He does not know eventually they will also die. So that is why he is called a Kripana. He cannot see beyond the gross things. He is a Kripana. And the Brahmana is opposite. He will be able to see what will happen in the next life. And what will happen to my family members, they will eventually also die. That tendency is there in the ignorant people, and that is why they may give up the life but not the money. And who will give all the money? That's why it is saying, it is very, very rare opportunity which I am getting. So someone is getting very rare opportunity, then he should not lose that opportunity. Rather, people, to earn money, they use their body. And so much, they even take risk. So many people, they go deep down the ocean just to find what is there in the ocean. And so many people die. They're going few kilometers, sometimes even 10 kilometers, just to find what is there in the ocean. And sometimes they go and find out some, you know, pearls and all that from the ocean, so that they can enjoy that money. So people are taking risk with their body, with their life, to earn and enjoy. There are some category of people who don't enjoy themselves also, and don't allow anyone else to enjoy the money. An example is given in Bhagavatam, Avanti Brahman. He was such a miser, he had so much money, that he will not enjoy for himself and he will not allow others also to enjoy the money. That leads to complete frustration. In this case, obviously in case of Avanti Brahman, Krishna interfered and took all the money and made him a devotee. Many people are losing money. Some will become mad, some will commit suicide. They will not become devotees. Not just by losing money will become devotees. So that is. Now here, not only a devotee or a brahmana is coming, Lord Vishnu has come to Bali Maharaj. That is not the first time. Lord went to many places, to many people in different pastimes. But they fought. Asuric tendency. If a Vaishnava or Vishnu is asking something and if we are not ready to give, that is asuric tendency. Who does entire property belong to? Vishnu and Vaishnavas. Sometimes a person, like a father may give something to son for so many years to enjoy. And now after many years, father wants something back and son is not giving. Ungrateful attitude, this is asuric tendency, demoniac propensity. Like Ravana. What happened? Even at the end, Ram told you, release Sita. It's not yours. This Lanka is also not yours. This Pushpak Viman is also not yours. But this I will give it to you. To release Mother Sita. So, what happened next? Same. Kamsa. Because what is this Asura tendency? Whatever they get, they are never satisfied. They are never happy. And they want to expand and then disturb others. Hiranyakashipu. Whoever demons were killed by Krishna, if they would have agreed, they would have done like, you know, something like out of court settlement. Maybe they would have got mercy of Krishna. And Krishna gave opportunity to everyone. Even Duryodhan. He became the Shanti Dut and he went. And he gave opportunity to Duryodhan. And after that, when Duryodhan was such a determined person that I want war, Krishna is explaining to Dhritarashtra also. But Dhritarashtra said, I am too weak-hearted, attached to my son. So whatever happens, let it happen. After that also Krishna is explaining to Karna that you are the elder brother of all the five Pandavas. And if you leave Duryodhan and come with Yudhishthir, one thing will happen is Duryodhan will not fight. Another thing will happen, you will become the king of the world. And all these five brothers, they will sit at your feet. Such a proposal Krishna is giving. Karna said, no. Namak khaya Duryodhan ka. Theek hai, abhi Arjun ka tir khana. This is, you know, height of foolishness. Krishna is coming personally, he is telling you that you will be the king of the world. And even if Duryodhan wins, Karna would have never become king of the world. He would have always be subservient, a subordinate to Duryodhan. So Krishna is giving everyone opportunity to surrender for your benefit. Nate swartha gatim hai Vishnu. Real selfishness is to perform bhakti. It is not that Prahlad is saying paramartha, nate swartha. Someone told me that we are doing swartha and you are also doing swartha. Your swartha is paramartha. I said, yes, I am also doing everything for my own selfishness. But that selfishness is connected to the soul. And the selfishness which people are performing act is connected to body. There's a difference. So we should become selfish. Understand what is self, that is soul, and perform. Here Bali Maharaj is doing exactly the same thing. What will I do with the kingdom? He's telling at the death, anyways, kingdom will be taken away. So why should I be attached? If I'm getting some benefit, Chanaka Pandit says, when the context of Daditi Muni comes, Prabhupada in two purports, quotes same thing from Chanakya. Chanaka Pandit says, anyways, your wealth, your wife, your children, your property, everything will be taken away from you at the time of death. And you will not get any benefit in next life. So why don't you invest some part of it, or if you can invest everything in the company of Krishna, and you will reap the benefit even in the next life. That is something called intelligent businessman. Chanakya is saying, give something at least for Krishna's service, and you will get benefit in all the lives to come, not only in one life. So that is real selfishness. But what the conditioned soul in this world will do, he'll get attached to the immediate benefit. That is called kripana. He cannot see beyond. Who was Ambarish Maharaj's father? Nabha. And Ambarish Maharaj's father, I don't remember. So he had, Ambarish Maharaj's father, he had a brother, two brothers. There were three brothers. And this fellow, he went to Gurukul. And these brothers thought that he will never come. Many years he has been Gurukul, now he'll never come. So what they did, and father was old, what they did, they divided the property into two parts. And both brothers took. By the time, third son came from Gurukul. He said, now I want to get married, I want my property. So brother said that I have taken 50%, your brother has taken another 50%, and in your quota is the father. So father is your property. He said, okay. We'll see his nature. I think it was Nabha. So, Nabha's, no? So this Nabhasa went to his father and he said, my dear father, you are my property. My brother sold me. His father said, they have cheated you. He said, now what can I do? He said, you go to the certain place, there's some yajna going on, and there are some brahmanas who are doing yajna, but they don't know the few mantras. You go, I'll teach you, you go and help them, and they'll give you a lot of wealth. So he went, Nabhasa learned from his father, he went and gave them mantra, the yajna was performed, and they went to the elevated, another planet. Now, entire paraphernalia, gold and other things, they left there only. They said, you enjoy. So he was collecting everything, okay, this is my property, my father gave me. The one very dark, black person came. In a very angry mood. He said, don't touch, this is my property. He said, how come? These brahmanas, I helped them and they gave me this property. He said, no, this is my property. You go and ask your father. So he comes back and asks his father. He gives description. So his father said, yes, that property belongs to that person. So Nabhasa comes back and he tells that, yes, my sir, this property belongs to you. You take it, my father told me that. And who was this person? He was Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva said, because you are not attached, you followed what your father said, I'll give you everything. And then he gave benediction. And what spiritual return he got? He got a son like Ambarish Maharaj. Because Lord Shiva says, you are submissive to the orders of your father. You see the history of entire Bhagavatam, you see Ramayana, see Mahabharata. Anyone who is submissive, he has eventually gained. Yudhishthira Maharaj, at the time of Rajasuya Yajna, when Shishupal was killed, Narada Muni told, there's something wrong will happen now. So Yudhishthira Maharaj took three vows, and one of them was, I will never disobey my senior. And because of that, he had to suffer also, externally. The gambling match and other things. He said, I will never disobey my senior. And Dhritarashtra, and everyone knew. So Duryodhan will every time tell Dhritarashtra, you tell him to gamble. And when that gambling match went with the Draupadi scene happened, and then Dhritarashtra said, give half property. And they were going out. Duryodhan again told Dhritarashtra, call them back. Let them have one more match with us. And this time, this time it will be forest, one vas, and 1 year of Agyatvas. And Dhritarashtra is so weak-hearted, he told his secretary to call Yudhishthira. And Yudhishthira came. After so much of mess, Yudhishthira came and played the match again. Many people say, why Yudhishthira played? Because he took the vow, he'll never disobey his senior. Gaur Govind Maharaj, he speaks in one lecture very strongly about how Lord Ram followed Dasharatha. He says, this is how a disciple should follow a spiritual master. Apparently, he could have fought Lord Ram, his property. So my property, give me. Give me 25%, 20%, whatever you give me. Why will I go to forest? But he followed. Now who can give or even become submissive is also depend on some factors, either advancement or bhakti, or otherwise, there is a culture of abundance. If you go to Nath Dwara, most of you would have visited Nath Dwara. I saw that culture of abundance is there. We have visited Jagannath Puri, we have visited Mathura, Haridwar, other holy places, and Nath Dwara. What I felt different in Nath Dwara, the pujaris, the pandas, because they have so much abundance, they are like a Brahman. So once we went, Sham Gopesh Prabhu, myself, we went 6-7 years back, and there was one panda, he was outside temple. We said, we want Mahaprasad. He said, okay, 30 rupees per plate. So you give 90 rupees, three devotees were there. I said, okay, take money and we'll come. He said, you don't need to come. You just tell me where you are staying. I will come there. I said, okay. So money shall I give? He said, no, I'll come there, I'll take money. And he took 30 rupees one plate, and in one plate, so much the two devotees can eat. And evening if you go, they'll be selling fruits in 10 rupees, this much fruit. So I went, and he had half a basket fruit. He said, you take everything. Give me whatever. I said, you tell me. He said, give me 100 rupees. So many fruits. Because they are getting an abundance, the culture in the entire community of abundance. And if you are receiving, you will give. So this culture has to be formed. That's why, if you see families, you go and observe different families. Different families have different culture. This abundance of culture, if you find somewhere, the children will also be not attached. They will give. Because they have got. It's like a child who gets love from mother and father, he will give love to everyone when he'll grow up. Because he has received that love. I don't know from where, but His Grace Kamala Chandra was saying that Ravana never got the love of his mother. He never drank his mother's milk. Prabhuji said. And that is why he became lusty. Because he didn't get love, now he will not give love to others, rather he'll exploit others. He'll exploit others. So if the entire culture has to be formed of abundance, Bali Maharaj got. He got love, he got affection, he got wealth, and he's ready to give. Sometime back only he fought with Indra, He captured the throne of Indra, but now he is ready to give. So this is called sanskar of the family. This is Brahmanical. Brahmana means abundance. That's why Dan and Pratigraha, he will receive and he will give. When Krishna and Arjun went, Krishna told Arjun to let's go to North India, towards the northern side. There's a lot of golden pots are there that we can take and use it. Brahmanas left there. Why? The real Brahmana. Lord Ram, after coming back to Ayodhya, he gave the entire kingdom to Brahmanas. Lord Shiva, father-in-law, when he was about to marry Parvati, father-in-law was thinking, where he will keep my daughter? He has nothing. So, father-in-law gave one house to Lord Shiva. Say, at least my... He said that you can stay anywhere. She is a woman. She needs a house. Okay. He's completely detached. Okay, give. And then this Ritvij and Brahmanas came, did yajna for his marriage, and you have to give something. So he told Brahmanas, take this house and go. So they took house and went. Lord Shiva's wealth of abundance is Krishna Prem. Sanatan Goswami, the example of this Parasmani. So this businessman, he thought, if this is the highest wealth he has, why will he keep in dustbin? Why will he keep in dustbin this Parasmani? And because Sanatan Goswami had the wealth of Krishna Prem, he could transfer that wealth to the businessman also. And he forced him. Not forced him, rather encouraged him to throw this Paras money and take this Maha Mantra. So this is abundance. So if the junior is given everything, he will always be detached from that. What is he getting? And he will always have respect for seniors and become detached. If a father or a mother is exploitative in nature to children, how children will become? You can do different researches. You can see other devotees. I have seen many devotees. I ask them about sometime when, you know, like friends or some devotees whom I am cultivating, I ask them about the family culture. And we can understand from that family culture. Any devotee faces any difficulty, like we have choice. So two devotees are not going along with each other. Immediately I'll try to understand individual family culture. So one devotee, one student, he has come from a joint family. And one has come from a nucleus family, where only mother, father and son. So he didn't got so much love. He is not used to so many people. The culture he has got. Another person who has been in the family, you know, of 30 people, 40 people, he is coming with a different background. So this culture has to be formed in the world, in the society. And why Prabhupada's disciple, still after 40 years of Prabhupada's physical departure, are ready to sacrifice everything for Prabhupada, though Prabhupada gave them everything? Prabhupada didn't hold back. He didn't hold back anything. He just gave everything. And they are still giving. This is real investment. This is intelligent investment. And this is what Bhakti Brihad Bhavat Maharaj was saying recently, that devotees are our real wealth. If we give, everything else will follow in the process. So that culture of giving has to be, you know, inculcated in every individual. So if they receive, they will give. if one brahmachari, if one devotee is a new bhakta, he goes, he does some service for polishing this paraphernalia of the deity, and he gets, both the two devotees go every day, and both of them will every day get one sweet samosa. What will happen? They'll eat once, second day they'll eat another, third day they'll keep in locker, I'll eat it later. But every day they are getting, so they'll start distributing. The generosity will come because they are getting. So there's a feeling of security is there. And if you don't give anything, you give once a year, do you think he'll share? Difficult. So the feeling of security should come, especially in the society of devotees. So there's a feeling of security, he'll give everything. He has come here to give his body, why he'll not give other things? But he should feel secure. This is emotional dynamics which is going on in our heart. So that we should feel secure. So if that culture is formed, we'll start giving. And the other person will start giving. The other person will start giving. The entire society then will become a Vaikuntha. So, that's it. It's about giving. So, I got some points, some thoughts, which I shared, whatever I've heard and learned. Any devotees have any comments? We have senior devotees. Any comment? You can... Mike.
Hare. 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 Hare Krishna. The question was raised. Even after giving everything, why Bali Maharaj was arrested by Lord Vamandev? The answer is, while giving charity, the person should think, मेरे पास थोड़ा तृण है, थोड़ा बहुत कम है, उसी में से मैं दे रहा हूँ. I'll give something. Really, because Bali Maharaj showed so much false ego, and I've got everything. अरे, you are asking only three steps. You want a girl, you want land, what do you want? See, because he showed that ahankar, that is why in order to correct that little bit, Lord Vamandev arrested it. I have some commentary.
He was made humble. He was made humble.
Yeah. So while giving charity, one should not think, it is my property, I have earned it, you know, I am giving it. Rather it should say, Krishna has given me, thoda bahut, I'll give. Without bride. Like that.
Any other comment or question? Gopalanandro has one question.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, we find that prior to giving charity, Bali Maharaj had engaged in various activities like conquering the planets of the demigods, etc. So he was, I mean, with such ghastly affairs, he was engaged. But we find that his timely service created such a thing that Lord became his personal associate in the Suta Lok. Now my thing was like, if suppose a person or a devotee, you know, we find that if he's not having a particular type of a quality or a character, one doesn't give them such sort of a responsibility which is not to his interest. But in case of Bali Maharaj, also he didn't have that deep intensity of devotional service, nor he exhibited that qualities, nor like did he have that character where, you know, he was performing bhakti. But getting such a success and a responsibility, so how could one transform that, and how could that help person?
So I think you have few questions. One is Bali Maharaj didn't exhibited any quality and suddenly became a great devotee and acharya or a Mahajan, no, he was a devotee. Prabhupada writes, he was a devotee. You know, and what he was engaged in, fighting and war, and all, even demigods are engaged. That's as per the duty they are doing externally. If someone is responsible, someone is at a big level, and he is giving Sudama example, he had nothing. Krishna was indebted to him. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, Krishna gave him a palace bigger than Indra, still didn't inform Sudama that I am giving you. Why? Because Krishna felt ashamed. Sudama is having nothing, he is going to other house begging something for me, and I am not even giving everything what I have. And there is no question of begging from someone else for Krishna, because everything belongs to Krishna. So Krishna was feeling a little ashamed that I am giving so insignificant, how can I even tell him? So here, whether Vamandev became personal assistant or a doorkeeper to Bali Maharaj, or Krishna's reciprocation with Sudama is same. So it doesn't matter that what you give is big or small, it is not external. Krishna is looking for surrender. What we can do.
But my point was here, like, he didn't have that intensity of devotional service. Bali Maharaj, like, Sudama's case was, he was a bhakta who had performed all those activities.
So Bali Maharaj, Prabhupada says, he was a devotee. Now, intensity where he exhibited, Ramrupro, he's saying he has exhibited, whether
after the nectar was produced, there was a huge battle between demigods and Bali Maharaj. So Bali Maharaj gets defeated. So this is given in Mahabharata. So he was so defeated badly, so badly, that he hid himself as an ass, donkey, in Malai Parvat, Malaysia. So Indra did not want Satrushesha. So he was searching for Bali Maharaj so that he could kill him. But he could not find. Then he told Vayudev, you know, you can go everywhere, find out where he is. Then he found out that he is living as an ass in Malaysia, Malai Parvat. Then Indra goes and says, Bali, what is this? Once upon a time you were such a big king and all. Are you not ashamed that you are living like this, an ass? That too an ass, like an ass. Then Bali Maharaj says, like an in the form of ass, said, see, everything happens by the will of Lord Hari. Sometimes he makes you king, sometimes he makes me king, sometimes he makes me an ass. Have you not heard, once upon a time, sun god, he entered the backside of a bull and hiding himself. There was it's a very long pastime. So, all these things happen, everything we should accept as mercy of Lord Hari. Then Indra was shocked hearing the such high knowledge from Bali Maharaj. Where did you get it from all these things? He said, my grandfather Prahlad Maharaj taught me all these things. Then he told me to always chant Hare Krishna. I am very happy. Now, at that time, I was always having animosity towards all of you and so much fighting and all. Now I am very peacefully chanting Hare Krishna. Nobody is disturbing me. So Bali Maharaj is a very, very great devotee. Then Indra also started chanting. So it's not a fact that Bali was not a devotee or anything, because he got training from Prahlad Maharaj. This is from Shantipur Mahabharata.
And if this is a good point, if Bali was not a devotee, what he would have undergone, the experience would be frustration and not satisfied and peaceful. Hare Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.